Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you again today because this show is about you. Those of you guys that work so hard for money and you want to reverse it. You want to get your money working hard for you so you don't have to work so hard for money. About creating cash flow and freedom and lifestyle today. And I'm excited to have you guys on. Thank you so much for the feedback you've been given. I've been loving some of the comments. I've had some of you guys reach out and say that this show has been something that you haven't heard on the air. Like it's something that's different. It's got a different perspective. And I love that, guys. Like I like being different for one. But secondly, I love the fact you guys are listening, you're consuming it, you're living it. And that's what really matters to me is that you guys take this information, not just hear it, but actually do something with it. So check out our, I got a great guest for you today. I got a special guest here that, I get introduced to different people and you guys know I don't bring on posers. I don't bring on people that suck, basically. I don't bring on people that can't walk the walk or talk the talk. And Larry Goins is the kind of guy that does that. You know, Larry, he's a guy that's been investing in real estate for the last 30 years. And I know we've had a lot of real estate people on here, but he's going to have a different angle today that I think you're going to love, especially if you want to figure out ways to triple your money. You want to find ways to triple your money to use in real estate, you want to listen up here. But he's had over 30 years of experience. He's been in real estate all over the place. He's actually living in South Carolina right now with his family. He's also a podcast host, just like myself. He's not only does he speak all over the world, over the country and so forth, but he also has radio shows like the Bragg Radio Network, as well as, of course, one I'm going to be on here pretty soon, the Pick a Brain podcast. And so so excited to have him on here because this guy can teach you all kinds of things about how to do things with seller financing, wholesaling properties, you know, just in real estate in general. So I'm excited to have Larry on here because he's got a great gift for you guys today as well, a free gift. So hang in here. Larry, welcome to the show.
What's going on, buddy? How you been?
I've been awesome, man.
Awesome, man. It's great to talk to you. I'm really looking forward to this. I hope your listeners get a tremendous amount of information. I think it'll be different than some of the things they've heard before, on your podcast and, you know, from anybody else as well.
Yeah. The great thing is I noticed the real estate network is pretty small. I noticed we got a few common friends. We've had Ron Phillips on the show a few times. I know you guys are friends as well.
Yeah, Ron and I are good friends. He's a great guy. I love Ron to death. He's just an awesome guy.
He sure is. Well, tell us about you. Like, how'd you even get started down this path?
Yeah, I'm from Lake Wylie, South Carolina. I remember back in the 80s, man, I'm 57 years old, so I've been doing real estate. I did my first deal in 1986. It was an FHA non-qualifying assumable loan, and you used to be able to take over a loan. If somebody went and got an FHA loan on their house and they wanted to sell it, you could just fill out a one-page form. They didn't even get your Social Security number, and you could take over their loan. Well, that didn't last too long. They quit that, but that was my very first deal. But I went to a seminar that I saw and signed up for the 3-day. And from there, I got my real estate license. I got my contractor's license. And now I've written several books about real estate. And we still are very active in real estate. I love what I do. I love the thrill of negotiating deals. I like being in the thick of things. I mean, just to give you an idea, I've done deals in 12 different states. But most of them are in the Carolinas that I work now. And as of right now, we have 27 houses in our pipeline under contract. So we're very active in the business.
Yeah. It's kind of neat to hear that you had a start in this about 30 years, a little over 30 years ago, in fact. I've got a variety of people on the show. We got people that are doing real estate investing, some that want to, and then a few that probably don't care to. So,
right.
for those that maybe are starting, like, what would you give as advice for someone who's just starting out? Because I know the type of investing you do, this is not like just turnkey where you can kind of sit back and relax. This does take some training and education and a learning curve. So what would you recommend for some of these people?
Well, there's no question about it that there is a learning curve. The challenge is there's a lot of people that want to get started in real estate. And when they get started, they have a lot of enthusiasm. But what do they lack? Education. Well, after about 6 months, they have a lot of education, but guess what's gone? The enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you've got to figure out what you want to do and how much time you have. I mean, in fact, there's real estate as a business and real estate as an investment. Now, real estate as a business is buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. I'm very active in the business, right?
Yeah.
But there's also real estate as an investment where you can basically write a check and you become a passive investor, right? Whether that's buying notes or turnkey properties like Ron sells or anything else, right? So, you know, notes, turnkey, creating seller finance deals, whatever. I do several different things. I do real estate as a business. I wholesale properties. I'll pick up a house for $50,000 and I'll wholesale it for $60,000, right? And then the person I sell to, they're going to fix and flip it or fix it and rent it out. Or I can buy it for $30,000. And sell it with owner financing for $69,900 and get about $5,000 down. Now I have cash flow coming in and I'm getting a huge return on my money, but I don't have to deal with tenants, trash, termites, and toilets. So there's real estate as a business and real estate as an investment. There's active and passive.
So let's start with the passive one, because that's pretty, in my mind, it's a simpler one for sure. What would you recommend for them? Like, what are some options that you see out there that they could do?
Well, there's a lot of different options. There's people can buy turnkey properties. Yeah. They can go to their local realtor and say, hey, I want to get into real estate investing. They can just have the realtor recommend some properties and then they can manage them themselves or hire a local property manager. Then there's organizations out there like Ron's and others that do turnkey, where they're going to buy the property, fix it up, sell it, and provide management in place. So all the passive investor has to do is write a check or get a loan and pay the down payment or whatever. Then there's buying notes. You can buy notes at a discount, right? Like if I bought a house for $30,000, I could turn around and sell that house for $69,900. Now, $30,000 is going to be a discount from the actual value, right? It's not like I'm buying a $30,000 house and I'm paying $30,000 and I'm just going to more than double the price. No, I'm getting it at a discount, right?
Right.
And then I sell it for $69,900. I'll get $5,000 down. I'll create a $64,900 note for 20 years at 9%. So if I had $64,900 in it, I would be earning 9% on my money, right?
Right.
And at 20 years at 9%, that's going to be a payment of $583.92 a month, right? I've done this a few times, so I know that number. But $583.92 a month coming in for the next 20 years. And the person who bought the property is responsible for taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance, right? But now I have a $64,900 asset. I can sell that cash flow, that $583 a month cash flow, right? I could sell it at a 15% discount. Or I should say 15. Let's say if I sold it at a 15% yield, I would sell it to a passive investor for $44,344. At a 12% yield, I would sell it for $53,031. Let's just take the 15% yield, right? The $44,344. If you take 44, right, minus the 25 I have in it, I've made almost $20,000 by putting the deal together. And the person I sold the note to is earning 15% return on their money, and they didn't do anything but stroke a check, right?
Right.
So it's win-win for everybody. Because remember, there's two things you need in real estate: money and deal flow. If you have both, you're in a great situation, right? Or if you can do both. What I find is people starting out in real estate, most of them start out and they want to do everything themselves. They're gonna provide the deal flow. They're gonna market, advertise, make the phone ring, negotiate deals, or make offers on HUD houses or MLS foreclosed houses, and they provide the deal flow, and they're using other people's money. As we get older or if you're a professional and you don't have the time to put in it, maybe you have a practice or maybe you're a consultant or whatever, or an engineer, you just want to write a check, you're providing the money and somebody else is providing the deal flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So give us another real deal example here, because I know there's a few people who are like, okay, that just went over my head. There's a lot of numbers thrown out there really fast. Like, you know, let's give them another example of how this worked, like one you've actually done recently.
Sure, sure. Well, I like the cheaper houses because you can get a really big bang for your buck. For example, we bought a house not too long ago. We paid right at $5,000 for it. So let's just use $5,000. Now, first thing a lot of your listeners are going to be thinking, especially if they live in California where the prices look like phone numbers, they're thinking $5,000, that's a mortgage payment, not a house, right? Yeah. But listen, we bought a house just before this one. I paid $10,000 for it, and it was already rented out for $300 a month, so it is livable. We're talking about fixer-uppers, not blower-uppers, and they are out there, okay? But we bought a house for $5,000. We turned around and sold it for $30,000. We got a couple thousand dollars down. We financed $28,000, 9% for 10 years, right? It's $354 a month, I believe it is. And remember, I'm not renting it, so I'm not responsible for taxes, insurance, repairs, and maintenance.
Right.
I'm selling it with owner financing. I can do a land contract or a mortgage or deed of trust.
You take the place of the bank, basically. You're just
holding
the mortgage.
I am being the bank, basically.
Yep.
So sell this house for $30,000, get a couple thousand dollars down. We have a $28,000 note, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got $354.69, I believe, a month coming in for the next 10 years. Now, I only have $3,000 in that deal.
Yeah.
Take that. If you figure the yield on that, that's 100.
It's over 100%.
That's 141% return on my money.
Yeah.
Now, I could take that $28,000 note and sell that note at an 18 or a 20% yield. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you, that's a higher risk note, right?
Right.
You know, somebody that's going to live in a $30,000 house is probably more likely to default than somebody that's going to buy a $70,000 house, right?
Right.
I'll be the first one to tell you. But heck, at those kind of yields, you could give away every other house, right?
Yeah, that's right. Even if you get paid for a year, you're pretty much you made all your money back and then some, right?
Exactly.
There's your risk. Yeah.
Right, right. And just to let you know, we've given away a few houses over the years.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure cool. That.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You might sell a house to a husband and wife, and maybe the husband leaves the wife or something. She's left there with two or three kids. She don't know where she's going to go. You know, man, just give her the house. Come on, you're making enough return. You can just give it to her. It's going to do a lot more for you than it does for her anyway, and it's going to change her life. Right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that's a big thing you talk about too. I think that's on your other podcast, isn't it? The Brag podcast is kind of like a way to give back too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's what Brag is all about. Brag stands for Be Rich and Generous. We teach people how to invest in real estate and encourage them to go out and be generous with their blessings.
Which I love the name, because like it's that Be Rich and Generous, and then the method you're talking about is the Filthy Riches model, right?
Right. You know, it's kind of funny. Listen, Google SEO does not like the term filthy riches, right? They think it's like a scam or whatever. I should probably change the name. But also Brag, you know, people think Brag, what, you know, who is this guy that thinks you should be out bragging? That's not what it's about. It's you know, in fact, I got the name from the pastor of my church. He had a thing called Brag Sunday, Be Rich and Generous, bring in a donation for a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So, I asked him, I said, I'm getting ready to start a radio show. I said, would you mind if I use this term? He's like, I'd be honored, man. That's great. In fact, I've had him on Brag two or three times.
Oh, that's awesome. He's like, just remember, 10% to the house, right?
I know, right? Well, 10% of nothing equals nothing.
That's right. Well, that's really awesome. That's really cool. So I guess the big question for people is like, I know you've got, actually tell them, I guess this probably ties into the question. People want to know like how they be able to find deals like this and do things. You've got like a video series, don't you? That kind of explains this sort of stuff.
I do. I got a little 7-part video series that talks all about the Filthy Riches model. And if you just go to filthyriches.com, you can opt in there to get the video series. And each one of those video series is going to, it breaks down a webinar that we do into smaller chunks. So it kind of helps you consume it and comprehend it. But ultimately, you'll sign up for the webinar, which will give you the entire amount. But the 7-part video series kind of walks you through examples and sample deals and shows you what we do and how we do it. But there's many, many, many places to get these deals. And the cool thing about this is something no matter where you live or where you want to invest, you can do this because we have students doing this in the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, Israel, the Philippines, Ireland, Chile, and even Denmark, from all those areas. And they're buying and selling properties or investing in notes doing these properties in the U.S.
Yeah. That's awesome. Actually, and I have people outside of the U.S. right now that are looking for good U.S. deals. So this is great to hear. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put that link in the show notes for all you guys to be able to be able to access those. I think that's awesome. So thank you so much for offering that.
Cool, man. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, this is amazing. Obviously people are going to say, okay, this sounds too good to be true, right? They're going to say, wait a minute, like, okay, we could believe, you know, like what people get paid on notes, they might get paid 10, 12% a year, maybe, you know, on notes like that, right? Or 8% a year. I mean, that's pretty typical. But for a lot of people, just think, wait, I can make over 100% a year potentially. Or even if I made 50% in a year, that just seems outlandish. That seems crazy. What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, I've never said it was easy. Okay. I will never, ever, ever say it's easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Heck, Chris, if you know this, if life were easy, we'd all be skinny, happy, and rich, right?
Right.
And that's just not the case. But I have tried to simplify it. And as far as the yields go, people who don't understand think if there's any yield out there that's over double digit or that's double digit, you know, that it's got to be a scam. I know guys who borrow private money from passive investors, you know, like you listen to this podcast. And when they offer a private investor 12 or 15 or 18% return, they're like, oh, no, this has got to be some kind of scam. But if they go to them and offer them 6 or 8% return, they get people throwing money at them. Because now it's more realistic.
Right? Well, they assume. I mean, the one that the fallacies they teach on the show is that high risk creates high returns.
Right.
And that's what you've been taught. And you've been taught that because there's institutions out there like banks and mutual fund companies, and you name it, that want you to take all the risk and they to take none. So I'll tell you, hey, if you want higher returns, you got to take all the risk on. You know, take it out of our hands, please. You know, and
right, right.
The truth is a 90% chance of losing does not equate to a 90% chance of winning. You know, there's exactly. high returns, you know, just like,
and you know, people say real estate is risky. Real estate and investing is not risky. Being uneducated, that's what's risky.
Yeah.
But once you get the education and the information, you can go out and make your own decisions. It's like I coach and mentor hundreds and thousands of students. I've been doing real estate for over 30 years and I've been coaching people for over 15 years, right? And we partner with some people and do some different things and help them. And I tell people, you know, you don't remember, you buy houses, you don't get sold houses, right?
Right.
There's people who come to me and say, well, so-and-so's trying to sell me this. I'm like, well, does it fit in what you're wanting to do? Don't let somebody sell you anything, whether it's me or anybody else. You want to make sure you get enough information to make your own informed, intelligent decision.
Right. Exactly. So what would somebody do if they want to become an active investor like this? What do you think is a good first step for them?
Go watch that 7-part video series at filthyriches.com and opt into the list, and then we'll start spamming them and we'll send them some emails with the video a day, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And then if they want to sign up for the webinar, they can do that. It's a free webinar. I mean, we have a home study course that we sell for $1,000. I got nothing to hide. It's not going to make any difference for me. But, you know, if they want to watch a webinar and grab some information, that's cool. It's no problem at all. If they want to get some additional training and pay more money for that, that's cool too. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, we do have a lot of free information, whether it's forums, docs, podcasts, you know, video training, you know, all kind of stuff on our website as well.
That's awesome. And what about those people that are more that want to be more passive investors? What would you recommend? I mean, I guarantee there's, I mean, whether it's my clients or other people listening to the show, they're going to say, okay, man, I just want to partner with a guy like you, Larry. Like, you know, can I just throw money at you? Well, I don't like that kind of attitude, obviously, because I don't want people throwing money at stuff. But I mean, there are people who are like, man, how can I find another Larry?
Well, I do some of that, not a lot. I do some of that. I mean, I've done over 1,000 deals. But I do some of that. And really, the only ones I do where I use other people's money, whether we partner or borrow the money or whatever, it's in like some small accounts, like my son's ESA education savings account, or we're building up our HSA, our health savings account. So, and those are some other things you can do as well. I'm sure you've had plenty of people on talk about self-directed investing. So, you know, that would be one thing that, you know, that I do, but there's a lot of people out there that do seller finance deals. Just make sure you get enough information so you don't end up buying a deal that is not compliant. There's when you're dealing in notes, buying and selling notes, there's more compliance issues, and it's a little more complex than just buying a rental house, right?
Yes.
There is. I mean, you want to make sure whoever originates that note, the note is Dodd-Frank compliant. Some people may understand what I'm talking about. Some people may not, but there's certain things that have to be done to originate that note to make sure it is Dodd-Frank compliant.
Yeah. It's serious stuff. I mean, you got people calling, I mean, calling you now from the show already, man. It's crazy. I hear the background.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's funny. That's we do a lot of marketing to make the phone ring, and we probably get 200 or 300 calls a week. And I really am right in the thick of things. Yeah, I've got some people in here in my office, but I love the negotiating. I bought 3 houses yesterday. Uh-huh. I got 3 houses under contract yesterday. I bought one for 11,000, one for 17,000, and one for 27,500 just yesterday. And and when we're doing this right now, it's Thursday. On Wednesday, I got another house under contract, 3.4 acres, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, farm type house with a pond and a huge 40-by-60 outbuilding, storage building, and a carport for 43,500.
45,000, huh?
43,500.
Woo.
Yeah. Man. 3.5 acres with a pond. I mean, man, you can't beat that.
I think I'm moving.
The guy wanted like 65,000 or something for it. And I do all my negotiating over the phone.
Yeah.
I do usually within 15 minutes on the phone. I can, if I have a chance of getting a deal, I'm going to have it within about 15 minutes over the phone.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. And then what we do is we just send out a mobile notary service to get the contract signed and take pictures of the house. So we don't ever go to the house.
Mm-hmm. Which is great, especially if you're doing all over the country, right?
Yeah. Well, we focus on the Carolinas, but yeah, we've done deals in 12 different states.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know, I know there's people already salivating. I can sense it right now. There's people salivating over stuff like this. So, Larry, this has been an awesome interview. I appreciate your time today, and it's been so valuable, the information you've been given. Thank you so much, man.
Man, thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it. This has been awesome. I hope your listeners got a lot out of it.
I know I did. So you got my wheels turning some more too. So no, it's been great. So everybody, we'll have his link in the show notes here so you can be able to get access to those videos and even get signed for the free webinar if you want to get more information. But guys, this stuff is real. This is why when people say, hey, why didn't you like mutual funds? It's because we think they're crap in comparison to this kind of stuff. You know, you take higher risks with lower returns. That's why. So this is what we're breaking out of this mold for. We're breaking out of everything else. Everybody's going to think you're crazy for listening to things like this. Well, guess what? I don't care. And you shouldn't either, because this is what makes a difference in your life, not theirs. So anyways, guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. and check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.